Okay, can you? This is the June 18th, 2012 meeting of the Committee on Appointments. I'm Mary Jane Shimsky. I'm chair of this committee. With me are legislators John Testa and Elfrida Williams, both members of this committee, and committee coordinator Wendy Wild. The first order of business today is a request for a waiver under the ethics law by Karen D. Norman. I understand that the members of the committee have perused the resolution, also Ms. Norman's letter, and let me read into
her letter.
Okay, her letter is right in front of you. And at this point, I will read into the record you're right, 883.21H2, which covers future employment. That's the section under which Ms. Norman is seeking a waiver. No paid reporting officer or employee shall accept present or future employment within 1 year following termination of county service with any person, firm, or corporation which furnished goods or services to the county during such person's service to the county, unless such potential employment is disclosed to the Board of Legislators before being accepted by the officer or employee and is approved prospectively by such board. We have a letter dated May 4th of this year, John, is that correct? From Ms. Norman asking for a waiver. She is a low middle to middle middle official in the Department of Social Services. She has stated in her letter that she that while Andrus has had contracts with the county, she has not worked in any of those contracts. She has not worked, had any direct dealings with those contracts, and she will have no direct dealings with the county during the one-year period.
Is she leaving on her own accord? Or?
As I understand it, she is. I have not spoken with her personally. Has everyone had an opportunity to take a look at the resolution?
And she needs the waiver as law checked, and she does have to do financial disclosure.
Okay.
And
we're doing it before she actually leaves her service here because of the timing of meetings? Because of our meeting.
Right.
Next meeting is not until
July.
July. Okay.
Right, right. I'll entertain a motion at this point.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
No.
Okay. At this point, since there's no relationship between Ms. Norman and Andrus on the county end, and there will be no relationship for at least a year between Ms. Norman and the county on the Andrus end, and since while she is an administrator, it doesn't look like a major policy-making position. It's more of an executionary, if you will, function. I don't have trouble with it. If anyone has, assuming there are no further comments, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Approved by a vote of 3-0. And if you have to run it down.
I do. Does anyone have a black pen? I swear I brought one in.
It's probably under here. There you go.
We have to use that.
Okay. Let's pass that around so we can sign quickly.
Okay.
And then I'll run in and do what I have to do.
Okay. Sounds good.
I think you have everything else in your folder. These are the other things to be signed, should you.
Okay.
Right. Decide to do that.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
That's the one.
Yeah, we have to sign it in black.
Yes, because it doesn't work well.
Okay.
So I'm going to take these.
Yeah.
Now we need the window out.
Maybe you want to get,
Oh, I have this one. I have
okay.
One. This is the old one.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll
okay.
be right back.
Okay. Okay.
All right. The second, Cecile Singer's reappointment as a member of the Women's Advisory Board. Have people had an opportunity to peruse what we have? I'll entertain a motion at this point.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved 3-0. If somebody can keep track so we can keep Wendy apprise Wendy when she comes back. All right, since we're missing materials on Neil Sullivan, we'll put that one over.
Unless you guys have it, because I didn't have it in my pocket.
Yeah, no, I don't think I have it either.
I don't
okay.
have it.
Yeah, okay. reappointment of Deborah Matistic as an at-large member of the Westchester County Women's Advisory Board.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved 3-0. Okay, reappointment of Elizabeth Paul as a member of the Westchester County Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Directors.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review the record on this one? Okay. Any discussion? Exemplary attendance record, by the way. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approved 3-0. Reappointment of Kenneth Hofferth as an Association of Fire Districts representative member of the Fire Advisory Board.
I'll move.
Second.
Okay, has everyone had an opportunity to peruse
yep.
the record on this one?
Yes.
Just make sure. Once again, an exemplary attendance record. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that one's also approved by a vote of 3-0. Any other business today?
Just a minute if you want to do
that. Oh, okay, that's an excellent idea, John. Glad you thought of it. Let's see. All right. Wait a minute. Was this the meeting that we decided to hold off
one
on
person.
One of the yes, and they're all listed as having been approved by a vote of 3. No, or wait a minute. No, here it is. Okay, there's the postponement. All right, very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved 3-0. Okay, now I will ask. Any other business? Okay. Hearing none, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we gaveled in at approximately 3:40, and we're gaveling out at 3:54 p.m.